Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the wall came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world.
If God's name is merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we witness that only one creator responsible for all that we know, think of, can conceive or see or hear, imagine. And we witness that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is Allah's slave servant and messenger. Dear believers, welcome to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. We are really experiencing some very troubling times. But we have assurance from our Lord and Creator in the scripture and in the example of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon the Prophet, that Allah is in control. Allah is the Lord, Creator of everything, and He has not had any time. There hasn't been any time that this world has been without the support and the guidance of our Lord and Creator. And many times we see things happening and we are troubled, depressed, suffering from anxiety, and certainly appalled and really hurt to see so much injustice. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he has created the world for just ends. And we know the ending is going to be in accordance with what Allah wants. Won't be any power or any, under any circumstances, will it be left unattended or unorchestrated, if you will, left out of the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to be patient. We have to be patient. So we want to talk about some of the issues today. I just thought, you know, the Quran is a shifa. It's a healing. It's a healing. Sometimes we lose track of that fact that Allah has sent revelation to be a healing for us, and also a guardian. Hudal linnas wa bayyinatin wa hudal min al-Quran. Clear guidance. And it's for all people. Hudal linnas, guidance for all people. And clear guidance, bayyina. Clear guidance and min al-Furqan, a distinction that tells us what is guidance from what is not guidance. So that's our scripture. And then our prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, he said, I left you with two things. If you hold on to them, you will never be lost or go astray or be in dire straits, if you will. He said, it's the book of Allah and my sunnah, my example of how to live it. And that's the sunnah of the prophet, is how to live it. And they go together. They go together. If you want the healing, you have to accept both. You can't take one and figure you can navigate your way through it without the guidance, the wisdom, the hikmah that the prophet, peace and blessings be upon the prophet, brought to establish that connection, to establish that connection of how the Quran is to be lived. He was by Aisha, Kareem, Allah have mercy upon our mother, Aisha. She said that when asked about the prophet, she said he was the Quran. Have you not seen the Quran? Prophet was the Quran. He was that example. So the practices that he brought to us with eating with the right hand, entering the door with the right foot, leaving with the left, doing good things with the right, being conscious, being a conscious human being is what he really was presenting for us with these models of how to behave, to discipline yourself and prepare yourself for challenges that you'll be facing. One thing the prophet said, every man awakens in the morning, every person awakens in the morning, he's a vendor of his own soul. He either brings it to success or brings it to ruin. So we have to be accountable for our own lives and the life and with a reference point, and that reference point is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to live it and created us to live it. So we want to have some discussions about faith, iman, challenges of life. How are we to react? How are we to accept Allah's qadr, it's called. Things he has ordained. It's permitted. Whether we like it or not, it's permitted by Allah, who has the big picture in mind. We see the small picture, the immediate. We've been trained and listened to the previous lecture where the man was talking about how the Western society has trained us to see our life in the life of in the eyes of how others live, and how being influenced by the life others live, being stripped of the life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for us. So we want to accept that Allah is in control. He has the wisdom to determine these affairs, and we are just participants, you know, participants on this planet. So welcome again to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. I'm your host, Lazy Umar. We have Professor Rabbani Muhammad with us, Michael Amin, and we are going to be having some discussions on perception, having the correct perception of how Allah wants us to see these issues. So welcome, Professor, and welcome, Michael. Peace and blessings to our listeners.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir. Please share with us some comments on this topic. And we welcome your contribution.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. Witness that there is no God worthy of worship other than Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all that's in between. And we thank Allah for giving mankind perfect human model. Go by. Don't have to guess. Follow the leader of Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings be upon him, his family, and companions, and all of us who follow in his footsteps. We thank Allah for our leadership in America, Imam W. Muhammad, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Sister Clara Muhammad, and Professor Farad Muhammad. We thank them all for their great contributions. We ask Allah to forgive us all of our errors and mistakes. Grant us the highest level of paradise. I mean. I was listening to Brother Kareem's program, and also what you mentioned as a headline starter in reference to what is implementing in the world. And we know that it started in the heavens, the challenge of Iblis, or at that time, Iblis or Satan, as he grows up. We challenge the moral innocence and excellence that's been given man to use as way of guidance, and for that man to stand up and perform the way of life. Almighty God prefers that man so that he can reach the destiny that God has willed, and to prove his excellence, human, fitra. We find ourselves in one, I would say, crisis after another. I've lived among people, the Palestinian people, and sat and listened. I've lived among people, or Muslim, Arabs in their lands. I compare, we as African Americans had to go through and still are going through. And it's only Al-Islam in the Quran and the life pattern of Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, that I see that we take seriously as a serious social community that activates itself based upon life pattern of Imam of Prophet Muhammad and the tafsir of Imam Muhammad, to blessing be upon him. He was the one to give us focus on how to use the Quran to develop our life in America. Now, I see the tragedies that are occurring in Palestine and China, Rohingyas in Burma, and the Uyghurs in Western China, And see what, as Muslims, because we have held to the way that Allah has established us human beings to be successful in this life, I always say, you have a culture, have a way of life that was uninterrupted. You have to follow the Quran, and I always go to this passage in the ninth chapter, Surah Tawbah. It says, indeed, Allah has turned in his mercy unto the Prophet as well as unto those who have forsaken the domain of evil and those who have sheltered and faith. All those who follow him in the hours of distress, in the hearts, some of the other believers are well near swerving from faith. Once again, has turned unto them in mercy. Behold, he's compassionate toward them, dispenser of grace. So, Almighty God, and I'll stop there. I'll pick it up on the next the next segment of our program. Remember, Almighty God has a will and a purpose, and there's nothing in the creation can change that course. He gives us the opportunity of protection and help. We have faith, belief. I don't care what's happening around us. Bombs, shootings, lynchings, incarceration, whatever's happening around us, always know that Allah is in charge, and we all have to return to Almighty God, regardless. Allah is most passionate and most kind to those who do good. They don't give themselves over to the leagues of wickedness and deceit. So, you're Muslims, stay Muslims, do what Allah says do, and show and follow the footsteps of Muhammad the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, and he can overcome anything, because Almighty God has established the earth justice, and that's the message that the human beings, all human beings, should know in order to achieve peace. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Professor. And alhamdulillah, so true. So, Michael, welcome to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. And alhamdulillah, you are the engineer here, keeping us moving forward. Please share with us some concerns you may have.
Yes, thank you. Assalamu alaikum. I had a task of identifying ayats in the Quran dealing with fear, dealing with fighting in the cause of Allah, dealing with being tested. And I have to say I was somewhat overwhelmed by this. Inshallah, I found a few ayats. Let's see, 140, Surah 3, 140. Yes. Bismillah. If a wound should touch you, there has already touched the opposing people a wound similar to it. And these days of varying conditions, we alternate among them the people so that Allah may make evident those who believe and may take to himself from among your martyrs. And Allah does not like the wrongdoers. Okay, 3154. Yes, Bismillah. Then after distress, He sent down upon you security in the form of drowsiness overcoming a faction of you, while another faction worried about themselves, thinking of Allah other than the truth. The thought of ignorance saying, is there anything for us to have done in this matter? Say, indeed, the matter belongs completely to Allah. They conceal within themselves what they will not reveal to you. They say, if there was anything we could have done in the matter, we, some of us, would not have been killed right here. Say, even if you had been inside your houses, come out to their deathbed. It was so that Allah might test what is in your breast and purify what is in your heart. And Allah is knowing of that within the breath. The specific ones that we discussed, God the Mighty speaks the truth, that we had discussed, I was unable to find. But I just want, you know, we paraphrase from our own study of the Quran, those many ayats that speak to us being tested and speaks to us struggling. You know, there's fighting, and then there's the jihad of the self, where we struggle to maintain empathy. We struggle to fight off arrogance. We struggle to fight off selfishness in ourselves. And we see the world, oftentimes we're not aware, I'll stop here, oftentimes we're not aware of the environmental influences of subtle suggestions to be arrogant, to be selfish, to not have empathy for our fellow man, you know, to hold on to selfish interests, selfish concerns. And it stimulates in the environment, you know, and even in terms of the way education is presented. Education, by and large, does not give us critical thinking tools. Education, by and large, gives us cultural adaptation tools, where we adapt to the culture, the cultural influences. And I'll stop there.
Yeah, thank you so much, Michael. Certainly the things you were mentioning is very, very powerful, both you and Professor. And the Quran is very powerful. It's a powerful tool for stimulating the thinking, stimulating the conscience of the human being. It's I remember Imam Kafan, may Allah forgive him, giving paradise. He said about the Quran, he said, just read the Quran. He said, read the Arabic if you can. He say even though you don't know what it means, it knows you. It knows you. So the Quran, Allah has revealed the Quran for us. And it's a healing. It's a guide. It's a mercy. It's all of those things that the human soul needs. And it's a healing. You can do, you know, I had a friend, he told me, he said, man, I need some Zamzam water or something. And look, man, I said, make your prayer. Read the Quran every day. He said, I'm reading the last verses of the Quran. I said, start in the beginning and read it from the beginning to the end. I said, well, continue to read the short surahs in the back. But read it from beginning to end and read it a little bit every day, even if it's one page. That's the advice I gave him. I said, you'll see a change. You know, just obey Allah. Obey Allah. And trust the Quran. Trust the Quran. Trust the Sunnah of the Prophet.
Give you an example also.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Go ahead.
I was just reading. Just
I told
a
him,
caption.
By the way,
to
I
be better
sure. You some Zam water.
Well, look what has happened. Look what has happened. Based upon this egregious act being placed upon the Palestinians, many people are now picking up the Quran to see what the Quran is about. From the oppression that the Palestinian people going under at a particular time. And this person never thought she would read the Quran until the incident or this incident that's occurring in Palestine has shaken her up. Find out what is so onerous about the people call themselves Muslims. What do Muslims believe? Do they believe in cutting heads off and doing these kinds of things that are attributed to our religion? So she wanted to find out, so she picked up the Quran and started reading. So you don't know. This is God's will and plan, okay?
That's right.
And all
we
have to do is stick to what we are asked to do, complement Almighty God put in us his will, complement the body, our physical body, and to grow exponentially, our real life, and then demonstrate our faith through the even through the oppression or the type of objections that the world have for people who believe.
Yes, sir.
So that's the essence of that indication. I get Zam water when I go there. I'll bring you some back. Okay.
I'm gonna find him some. I know some of my colleagues got some Zam water. I'll just have to ask somebody. But but you know, it's a healing. It is a part of faith that you believe that you can get these helps from these issues. You know, but also don't leave off the basic thing.
That's right.
So let's take a break. We'll take a break here, and inshallah, you're listening to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, where we examine how the religion can heal and bring you success in this life and in the practical life. You know, and these don't underestimate the Quran, the Sunnah, the practices, the Aqidah, the things Allah has given us. It tells you it's a healer, and if you believe that, you're well on your way to success. So
exactly.
You're listening to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice is protected. That now we'll be back in a while, inshallah. God willing.
Peace be unto you. This is Kareem Hamid, radio station manager for American Muslim 360 Radio, sending a friendly reminder to all AM 360 radio hosts of the special upcoming host meeting scheduled for this coming Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuhu.
And we continue with one more. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Alaikum assalam. And this is the priest that will come on this evening. At
the host meeting.
Go ahead, Imam.
The host meeting, the time is different. It's at 12 o'clock. It's stated, the PSA said 4, but it's 12 o'clock.
Yeah, and didn't we have that meeting just last month? I think we have it now every quarter, right? Every 3 months.
Well, I was informed that we're going to have one this afternoon at 12.
Oh, okay. Alhamdulillah, appreciate that, Mike. Yes, thank you. Dipreeta Hadid will be on this evening after us with Islam, not right after us, but 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, El Islam Learning Lab with a wonderful program she will be presenting. Tune back in for that. And for the host, let's get in there at 12 and see what's going on with AM 360. So, I was just thinking as we were discussing these things, how powerful the message of the Quran is. You know, Allah says in the Quran, and paraphrasing, you were on the brink of the pit of fire, and we saved you from it. And thus, by his grace, you became brothers. You became companions. Yes. You know, and think about that. You know, I remember the hadith of the prophet. He said, the believer is one who hates to return to disbelief as much as one hates to be thrown in the fire. So we're talking about a perception of how having the correct perception can be a healing for you. And you know, Professor, you read that ayat, I think it was concerning the Battle of Uhud. When the prophet suffered, when the believer suffered a very difficult time, and he sent down this peace, Sakina is called in the Quran, where the believers, Allah says, he sent down the rain, and the believers were sitting there relaxed in the rain, and he sent the rain down and to soothe their souls, and they had this called Sakina. Sakina. And the others were all anxious and, look what happened here. If we shouldn't have been here with this slaughter. By the way, they lost 70 of the believers in that battle, and the prophet was injured in that battle. Very, very historic battle where they abandoned their posts. They abandoned their posts and disobeyed the prophet, going after the material world. And, this is something that we have to be very conscious of, to be obedient to those who Allah has put in charge and authority over us, you know. Dude, that's another issue. We had an imam that was blessed, and he gave us to do, and we have local leaders. We have local leadership that Allah has put in the hearts of these people, these servants, to work. Most of our imams don't even get paid. They are struggling to help us develop our spiritual life. I was reminded of, I was listening to this preacher. He said some of the church members came to him and asked him, how much should we pay our pastor? He said, Has he developed your conscience? Has he helped you? He teaches us religion. Has he helped your families? He said, yes, our children have become better and believers in God. Say, well, how much is a person like that worth who has snatched you from the brink of hell? You know, I mean, this is serious matters. It's serious matters when you can have the right perception to structure your life by. So it's not a simple matter. So Professor, please share some thoughts you may have on this. And you know, I'm really thinking about the trials that the Palestinians are going through now. You know, it breaks our heart. It really puts a lot of on our minds to see such suffering and people under such duress.
And this is again chapter. You hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Chapter 2-9. That's Tobiah. Repentance. Indeed, God has turned His mercy unto the prophet, as well as unto those who forsake the domain of evil, and those who have sheltered and helped faith. All those who follow Him in the hour of distress. In the hearts of some of the believers had well near swerved from faith. Once again, has turned unto them in mercy. Behold, He is compassionate towards them, dispenser of grace. He turned His mercy towards the three groups of believers who had fallen prey to corruption until in the end, after the earth despised all of its vastness, become too narrow for them, their souls had become utterly constricted. Came to know with certainty that there is no refuge from God other than a return unto Him. Thereupon He turned again unto them in His mercy, that they might repent. For verily God alone, the acceptor of repentance, dispenser of grace. God speaks the truth. When you talk about the thing is, when you have that firm faith in Allah and His messenger, and you have achieved a great achievement, because what you have achieved is peace. This is really the formula that psychologists and psychiatrists could make known to those who come to their offices in seeking relief from their problems. You read this Quran and understand that you have a higher authority over you, that what you think, what the problem that that most of those people get into is the fact that they try to outthink, try to solve or cure their own self. You know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just like being a lawyer for yourself. You know? Have a fool as his client. So you have the same thing
I'm
when
laughing,
you try
Professor.
To.
I'm tackling some legal issues right now and trying to be my own lawyer. And I can sense that. You know, it's much more than I can have. Yeah,
exactly. So there's, you know, so we always say Allahu Akbar. It means what? Allah is bigger than anything we can come up with. That we should rely on Allah, take that weight off of us. Huh?
Yeah, yes.
That
sir.
Weight has constricted us to such a way, to such a degree, as the book says, that despite all of the earth, after the earth, despite all its vastness, become too narrow, them and their souls, and have become utterly constricted. Now, you know, when you travel this earth and see how vast it is, and then you, in your little thinking, cause the, you know, these episodes and these things that are occurring in your life, and what we see the oppression, like Brother Kareem mentioned, oppression is worse than slaughter. We know that. So, but see, like I said, how did you get yourself involved in that particular situation? Let's walk it back. And if we had been sincere about first interest, and that is to please Allah and follow His messenger. If we had started with that, there's a lot of stuff we could avoid. We could avoid. Believe me. And we, as Muslims coming into this society, we have experienced these things. And all we had, like you said, most of us didn't have very much of anything when we decided to take on this responsibility of being Muslims in America. Most of the avenues seemingly was cut off, but we made it. We took care of a family, little means. We had and it was a joyous. Wasn't a deranged or diluted life. It was a joyous life that we had while we were struggling to find the truth. And Allah blessed us with. We don't know how it came about, but we did everything that other people, restaurants, go to the amusement parks and the fairs and stuff like that. But how did we do it? We weren't making that kind of money because of the blocks and the types of things that for us. But we didn't care. We knew that Allah was in charge of everything. So when you put Allah in charge, when we know that Allah's will and purpose, what we're doing is following what Allah say do. There's no fear nor grief.
Yeah.
So that's the. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no fear, grief, yeah, yeah. And that's something else, you know, we pray that the Palestinians have that, be blessed with that, to be blessed with that spirit, to see this as this too will pass, this too will pass.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And deal, just be able to deal with such trauma and such oppression. You know, and just that fact, that so many years of oppression, it just have a way of just wearing you down and beating you up. So you really have to hold on to your Creator. I'm reminded of that dua where our Imam, Deputy Muhammad, they'll all forgive you. It's paradise, our place in paradise. So he says, oh Allah, I cannot manage this life on my own. Make of my life what you will it to be, what you desire it to be. Don't allow me to act on my own.
That's right.
Allow me to act only in obedience to you. We hear and we obey. Forgive us. We are asking for your forgiveness. We have to get to that state of mind where we believe what we are practicing. We have to have faith in what we are practicing. And know that Allah is there to help, to protect us. And we have to beseech our Lord. So, Michael, share with us some concerns, please.
Yes, sir. We've got two callers, and I'd like to share after we bring them in.
Yes. So let's bring them in. Call us, state your name and where you're calling from.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. This is Kareem Hamid. I want to make a correction in our scheduling. It's my fault. I bear the responsibility of passing on information that was not correct. Our host meeting is scheduled for December the 2nd, praise be to Allah, at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, from 12
thank
to
you.
1. That's December the 2nd. Thank you, my brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, ma'am, for sharing that with us. Our next caller, Michael, bring him in. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Welcome to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Sin.
Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome.
Excuse me. Every time I think about the show, you know, I say, well, how to make it in the land of plenty, so my mind be focused on material. So that's why my point is like it is on the show. But alhamdulillah, I want to say one thing, that tape, Imam Muhammad has a tape called Islam and World Politics. Excellent tape. Basically cover everything.
Our program is about material, but also spiritual, and how the Quran and Sunnah prepares you to get that material and manage it. You know, I remember Michael shared with us what Imam said, make the Quran your business part. You know. We haven't left off material, but we are really trying to show Disciplines of the religion prepares you to manage that material interest.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what we do with this program and show you the complete picture.
Yeah. Thank you. Now we own
the perception, the spiritual perception of how the human being having the correct perception in his spirit can enable him to stand the tortures of this society, of this world. According to Allah's guidance from the Sunnah of the Prophet. Yeah. Go ahead, my brother.
Okay, here we go then.
You didn't perceive it incorrectly. You had it correctly.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, brother.
Yes,
only in Allah, alhamdulillah, only in Allah to be told to trust. The prophet lifestyle wasn't wild or foul. The world that Shaitan makes is a world of falsity. Believe it's all about God's reality. Allah is the protector and the creator. Alhamdulillah. God's will and plan for man, having faith, teaching productive and sane. Community life, we need some land. Making in the land of plenty, there won't be many. It's much more than wealth or doing for self once you get out of care. Many of our personalities are formed by the media. Entertainment media is destroying our potential. A culture of debt, taking out of wealth until there's nothing left. If we don't have a source for the life that helps us live right, how do we build community life? You are exposed to all of the negative influences that is robbing us of our common sense. What is happening to the money we spend? What is in the hands of those who are benefiting from corruption and sin? Look at how they create us. Only in our maintaining can be told to trust. Technology is contributing to the formation of our spirituality. We need strategy to help us supply and enable the need. We can't qualify to give zakat. They are making us robots, artificial intelligence, stopping us from using our common sense. Revelation is a healing for us. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you. Alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. If I may make a comment to... From the Quran, God Most High tells us in Surah 9, chapter 9, and he asks the question, do they not see they are tried every year once or twice, but then they do not repent, nor do they remember a particular verse. Was very helpful for me, bringing me out of the darkness, that this life is a life of tests. And here, God specifically says to the individual, and he asked the question, don't you see that you're going to be tested once or twice a year? You can count on that. You know, that's something that you trust, established in the world that we live in. That this world is designed to test us. And it's not to bring us to our knees. It's designed, well, maybe it is to bring us to our knees in prayer, you know, but we have excellence that the Creator has put in us. And that excellence comes out when we are tested by different circumstances. And lastly, God Most High says in Chapter 21, every soul will taste death, and we test you with evil and with good as a trial, and to us you will be returned. God the Mighty is the truth. So, you know, like Brother Professor mentioned, the woman who thought she'd never read the guidance of the Quran. Similarly, there are people who are bombarded with this anti-Islamic propaganda. But the nature of the American psyche is such, the American thinking spirit is such to want to know for themselves. Okay, you told me this about them, but I need to get me a Quran to find out what their book is saying about them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's only intelligent. And we have a lot of intelligent people in America, you know? When the propaganda comes up, they say, well, I'm going to this store or that store. I'm not going to advertise for nobody. And I'm going to find me a Quran.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's something the devil never gets. He can't get that, you know, that because these characters think they are controlling everything, your thinking, your how you ought to think, what you should think, et cetera, et cetera. But they can't get the fact that when they cause these type of disturbances and start killing innocents like that, you know, and hiding, they're not saying that mostly we killing Muslims. They're not saying that, but that's what's happening. That is what's happening, and people are aware. People are conscious of that. And they're not going to tolerate that. They're not going to tolerate that you could take vengeance out on a group of people you got in a prison camp, talking about you going to war with them. You're already at war with them. You've been warring with them for years and years, you know? So
we have a caller.
Okay, let's entertain our callers. Please come in, callers. State your name and where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Muhammad from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad by the way of Columbus, Georgia. And I would like to say that I hope that my phone number is not being blocked because I've been calling for 4 hours off and on this morning, and I just got in again on this line here, but I'm using my other phone, and it comes straight on in, you know, the new, you know, so I know a lot of, you know, shaitan's on the job and things happen, but you know, this has happened to me a couple of times, so I'll stop it right now.
Let me share this with you, Muhammad.
Yes.
We welcome
yes,
you
sir.
Here. And look, if you get to be too much, then we gonna block you.
Yeah, I know that's what I'm saying.
But look, we just gonna say, all right, alhamdulillah. Thank you so much, Muhammad. You know. So don't worry about it, brother. Go ahead. I want to say what you got to say.
All right. Alhamdulillah. Anyway, because the most important thing, how to make it in the land of plenty, is like building on what Imam Kareem was saying earlier. You know, if the Muslim people of the community of Imam Wafdi Muhammad accept his leadership, a lot of the people in the world, and especially our children, will start a, inshallah, receiving protection from Almighty God Allah, because we are now following the leadership of his, to be proven, but I've already believed, his mujahideen that he has sent us here in the United States of America in the life cycle of Imam Wafdi Muhammad. And we will make it in this land of plenty, and inshallah, it will help all this turmoil that we see going on right at this moment. When we accept that leadership and be a band of people coming out of this influence of the shaitan and all these thousands of years, Allah Alam know how many, that he has given the human family the opportunity to come together back as one soul and come back as Khalifa by telling shaitan no and prove to him by Allah's permission, that he's not better than us and we're not better than him, and let him go pay the price he had to pay for his disobedience, and we continue to build this model community, because that's how we're going to make it in this world of plenty, is to come out of this world and develop our own share of this dunya and keep it as a halal, is our potential, our security, our defense. Our love for it will let us do by trying to please Allah and he be pleased with us. Just want to say that.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much, Muhammad. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, sir. No doubt. I remember that I had in the comments that, we are moving on towards your Lord, slowly but surely. We are moving on. And I remember there was a book, and on the back of the book, the comments from the imam was that we are moving towards the fount of abundance. He said, we don't know what it is, but when we get there, we will know it. We will recognize it. Yes. So we are moving towards that life that God wants for us. And we are seeing signs of it coming about. So we're moving slowly towards our destiny. So Professor, please share with us some comments.
Yeah, that destiny that you're talking about, God, it's God's will. That's you. Your physical matter to the destiny, not only your spiritual matter, but also your spiritual matter is the matter that drives the physical matter. See, mm-hmm. The destiny, which is the location, the ascension. Let me put it that way: the ascension, going up the highest level of your human potential. So, that's the signs. It's to test you. This life is to test to see who is best in deportment or behavior or obedience to God. See?
Yeah.
Because you will be tested. You think you'll be left alone saying you believe and not be tried? Look at those who went before you. See what their position was. They cried out, when will the help of Allah come? We know that the help of Allah is close.
It's near. Always near. Always near.
Always near. In fact, Allah says he's closer to you than your jugular vein, than your own very life.
Yeah.
You're always looking up in the sky somewhere, pointing up to the people, pointing up in the sky.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You can't point up in the sky. Now, if you think that, we in the streets, we use all our hats, the hats that we put on our head, a sky piece.
Yeah.
And you see my sky piece, man?
Yeah.
We call it a sky piece. Philly?
Yeah. Sky I ain't piece. Heard that in a long time. You're right.
I know. I know. And you can see the language.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hey, man, be straight with me, man. Huh?
Yeah.
Level
up.
With me, man. Level with me. See,
straight
listen,
up.
A lot doesn't let things just go by the wayside if you are paying attention.
Yeah.
Level meaning Sirat al-Mustaqim.
Yeah.
Straightway,
yeah.
Horizontally
down
and vertically.
It.
Vertically is we call that a plumb in construction. Plumb, vertical. But what's horizontal? Level. Get a level. Ask a brick mason, what's a level? He'll show you.
Yeah.
And that little bubble, between the two lines, stay the middle. Isn't that the middle path that we go as Muslims?
That's it.
You have a middle path, like the level. No, you don't go outside those lines. See?
Yeah.
So all of these things are pointing, and everything, believe me, everything we have to look at and to examine, and then we have this other element. People who are thinkers, people who strain their brain, we call it in the intuitive edge.
Yeah.
This is those people who are straining to hear. Yes.
Share something on fear and grief. Share something on fear and grief. Because, I think this is another issue that really troubles us a lot of times. We fear things that we can't understand. It leads us to grief. We're grieving, then we're hurt. And, and all of these things, by the way, leads to these psychological disorders of anxiety, depression, et cetera, et cetera. But where does it start? Fear, grieving,
And fear and grief is a symptomatic of a lack of knowledge. You fear the dark. Huh? Fear the dark. You want the light from it. Then as you grew older, you were young. When you grew older, you would walk around your house in the dark because you knew where everything was.
Yeah. It
didn't bother you. Now, there's a difference between fear and being startled, okay? The human element is being startled, right?
Yeah.
I've been in some real rough planes going over the Black Sea in real rough weather, okay?
Yes.
And after a while, I say, hey, look, Allah, you know, I came to myself, let me put it that way. You know, I'm thinking, I said, oh, maybe this thing going to break up, you know, with this rough weather. I mean, it was going on for about an hour, man, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
After about 30 minutes, I said, oh, man, let me go to sleep. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of being petrified about the fact that this plane might go down, right?
Yeah.
I just went on and laid down, said my dua and prayer, and I went on and relaxed. Next thing I know, that plane was easy and floating, and I'm saying to myself, Alhamdulillah. See?
Yeah.
So Allah, and so that's a fear that might be a natural human response.
Yeah.
A fear. Oh, I'm not gonna go to that masjid. You know, I ain't gonna read this Quran. What kind of foolishness is that? So you don't want to know what it is that is causing you trouble, and we're saying that the Quran is for all of mankind, not just for people who are of Arab origin, African American origin. It's for all mankind. This is not just for one particular group. This is for the human being, and you're losing. You're losing yourself because of your insatiable effort, please other people. You don't want other people to know you are inclined to support Islam and Quran and the Muslim way of life. This is a total way of life. This is not no segmented way of life. All Islam is a message for the whole life of the human person, the whole life. Yeah.
The healing.
So you shouldn't fear or grieve anything, because if you do, you're losing out on the peace and you know, we used to say the peace only God can give you passes all understanding. That was in the church. The peace that passes all understanding. You see?
Yeah.
Then you can connect all the things you know with what you see in the Quran, and it'll make sense to you.
Yeah. You know, Professor, when I hear people who question the power of this religion, the Quran and the Sunnah, you know, I'm a witness. I was on the brink of the pit of fire, you know, and and Allah saved me, you know.
Right.
The Quran saved me. Al-Islam saved me. This religion saved me. And the Sunnah of the Prophet saved me. You understand? Brought me back. Just made me a whole person. And I'm still working. I'm still patching up pieces and including and moving forward with it. You know, and understanding fear, understanding grief, understanding the devastation it can cause, and how the Quran can put that healing salve on these things, and knowing that Allah has created you for dignity and honor and truthfulness, being truthful and trustworthy, those things, how they work to soothe
the human soul. Let me insert one thing, bud. Let's look at the life of Abraham. Abraham loved his people, loved his father. He could not accept they would be worshiping something that they made with their own hands. In other words, people look at that as like carving or something, which we have an image of these carvings they worshiped and gave them all names as gods.
Mm-hmm.
His soul was not satisfied.
And he would, and because of his willingness to open up his mind, heart, Allah blessed him to find the answers to his peace, and that peace had to be to reject all false worship. So that meant that he had to reject not only his own family and his community. He rejected the things that he loved. Love guidance that was received by God for him. It meant that he's going to have a lonely life. You're going to have a lonely life in many instances. Your loved ones will not respond to you. Think you have lost your mind. And they tried to kill his spirit by putting it into a burning furnace. That was the image. Had to kill his spirit. But Allah told the fire to be cool. You're not going to respond. He's not going to respond to that because of what his faith is. And then because Allah chose him because of his determination to want to know, to investigate, well, who is my Lord? Is the sun my Lord? Because you had a whole group of people worshiping the sun, the sun god, Egypt and every other place. You had, is the moon? The moon, my God. No, the moon, they had people who worshiped moons, the moon people in South America. You had the stars, Cyrus, people who worshiped the stars and tried to tell the future by looking at the stars. Even today they're talking about, what's your sign? My sign is a right hook if you don't get out of my face. He had to leave that area. He had to leave that place. Then he had another challenge. His loving son, Ishmael. And then they try to and because Almighty God spared Ishmael through revelation, that he began to understand death. And then he had to leave his wife, Hagar, in the desert, his son. But now, you don't know Mecca before all the great buildings that come around. I saw Mecca when it was, you know, just rough, you know.
You
can imagine 5,000 years earlier, 4,000 years earlier, 5,000 years earlier, what Mecca looked like. Two or three rocks and some sand. That's about all Mecca was. Valley.
Yeah.
You know? So for that, and you had caravans coming back and forth through that valley. And now you have a woman by herself, the child.
African woman.
African woman. That's another level that most people don't pick up on. That African Abyssinian woman was is at the forefront of many of the sacred rituals that you perform at Hajj.
That's right.
The Tawaf.
And that water, that miracle water, Zamzam.
People like Zamzam.
Yeah.
Now, you got places where you weren't allowed as a African American, a black person, to drink water out the fountain. Look at that.
We have a caller
in the South.
Yeah, ever running water. So let's go out, caller. Alhamdulillah. Great sign. Appreciate that, and the test and trials that Prophet Ibrahim went through, and the loneliness. I'm a witness to that. Becoming Muslim in a small town. Hardly no one around Muslim. You had that loneliness where you wanted companionship. So call us, state your name and where you're calling from. Welcome to Prepare to Make It in the Land of Plenty.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Amira Muhammad Shahid.
Yes, Sister Amira. Welcome.
Thank you all so much. I'm so appreciative to Allah in this day and time of my life to be able to hear shows and brothers like you all with such sincere heart, such God consciousness.
And inshallah, we pray Allah preserve us all with that. Inshallah, we hope we can meet those high standards. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And it's been such a healing. This is the first time I've really been able to listen to the program. Well, I don't have a free dexterity today, but I'm listening in and out. And it has such resonated with my soul so much. I was on your program the one before this, and it's been such a healing to my soul. You know, it's like sometimes we think we know, but we really don't know a lot of things, and if we did, it would make a difference.
Yeah.
You pray to Allah and ask Allah for guidance. You know, he'll direct your path because we can see at the corner, he can see around the corner, and we just have to trust him. And
yeah.
It's just so much that you brothers have said this morning that has just really touched my soul and transformed even to this very time frame this morning. That
Allah continue to bless you with that. Allah continue to bless you. I mean,
yes. To receive. And I know I'm not the only one probably on this program, but I had to express myself because I almost got tears in my eyes because gratitude. So may Allah continue to bless you all and keep standing.
Yeah. You know, these are some tough times, and we are trying to bring that healing salve that the Quran offers us. That's all
yes,
we are trying to do. And these are, we know that there's a lot of disturbance and grief in the atmosphere. So
yes,
we are
sir.
Just trying to address it from our religion. Allah has gave us these jewels to protect our life and to make us be able to deal with difficult times. So we are supposed to be very patient in these times, you know, so
to hear someone else speak it from their soul to your soul, no soul, you know,
yes,
with spirit. And so when Allah allows you that as a mercy and a blessing and a grace, so thank you so much, and may Allah continue to bless you.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling and sharing with us. We appreciate it. Thanks so much. So praise be to Allah, you know, and this is the purpose for this, how Allah has sent revelation to help us through difficulty and let us know that difficulties are going to be in life, a part of life. And as you said, Michael, he tests us from time to time, once or twice a year with these things. So alhamdulillah, we just have to do it. And the prophet, he said, the believer is successful whether it is difficulty or good. So when his good comes, he's thankful, and that is good for him. And when difficult comes, he's patient, and that's good for him. So, you know, we win. We a win-win situation here. Yes.
Yes. Sister Mara, please press 1 to go out of the queue. If you want to come back in, press 1 again. Press 1.
Okay. So, Michael, let's take a break. I know we overdue, and then we'll circle back. You're listening to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, where we examine how the religion prepares us for life in the material, spiritual, and mental world as well. You know, that's another big issue, how the Quran came also to heal the mental anguish that we were suffering from, that we are suffering from, still going on. But this revelation can help that. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. Inshallah.
Peace be with you and welcome to Positive Solutions to Critical Issues, hosted by yours truly, Dr. Jamal Rashid and Instructor Henry Hasid. This program is sociologically as well as psychologically inclined, with Fitler as its base. We examine the root seed to multiple effects that impact our holistic daily lives. So tune in each and every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. Thank you, and have a pleasant day.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports the healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Sugar Conference, and AM360 in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Yeah. thank you for that. Thank you, Michael. And we pray Allah's peace and mercy be on our dear brother, Dr. Jamal Rashid, who we heard in that first commercial. He transitioned, and we pray Allah forgive him, grant him paradise. Miss him very much. Very serious-minded brother who worked diligently for to improve our psychological imbalance. We wanted to bring that balance to our thinking, critical issues, and Brother Henry still keeping the program moving forward. So on Thursday morning, at 7 a.m. to 8, Brother Henry Hafiz is still conducting that program. Dr. Jamal recently returned to the law for panel after all of you. Pray Allah forgive him, give him paradise. I mean. We have so many soldiers going on, and Allah is calling them back, calling us back. And we, like you said, we are returning back to Allah. From Allah, we come into Allah, we return. Yes. So, alhamdulillah, we've covered a bit of ground. Michael, how's our time? How are we looking?
We've got about 10 minutes. And I'd like to share a couple of comments, if I may.
Please do. Please do.
You know, this idea of fear, there are over 10 Quranic Arabic words for fear in the Holy Quran, various types of fear, mortal fear, fear in terms of the spirit and so forth. You know, we've come to find out a lot in terms of how we operate as human beings. And I've shared with the audience advice that my aunt gave me when I was going through a lot of spiritual difficulties. And she told me, you know, Michael, you're the kind of person that needs to help somebody. And that speaks to this idea of when we are overly sensitive to what's going on inside of us and just a serious focus on ourselves and our issues, you know, fear and shame and so forth, that is a part of the foundational issues of mental health problems. You know, exaggeration in terms of our particular circumstances, and not really being aware or concerned about other people and what they're dealing with. Science has also found out that when fear is induced, it produces certain chemicals in the body. Cortisol is one, and cortisol, the nature of that chemical is to cut the blood off to the brain and to the immune system, and to deliver that blood to the arms and the legs for fight or flight. And it has its effect on not allowing us to think properly. We don't think well when fear overcomes us. Our body's system for fighting off diseases is interrupted when fear, anxiety, you know, pervades the body. So I'll stop there. And we do have callers in the queue.
Okay, so we're going to go to our callers. So callers, we're getting down to the wire here. So be brief and share with us what you would like. If you have any questions, we'd be glad to entertain or answer those for you. State your name, first caller. State your name and where you're calling from.
I said, I'm alaikum. It's Brother Muhammad again from the Ummah Prophet Muhammad, by the way, Columbus, Georgia. And just a short, quick answer to the control of everything, especially fear, is this book Quran, because Allah said in it is no doubt. So when you don't have no doubt, you don't have no fear. You know, so when the more we live this Quran, the more we're going to be less affected by all the many fears that out here that are used against our whole creative system. You know, so if that's doubt, no doubt in this Quran, and we'll start finding ourselves free to express and do the doubt.
Thank you, Mama. Appreciate it, my brother. Well, state your name, calling, where you're calling from, please.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Bilal from New Orleans, Louisiana. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
Most people are thinking, speaking, and acting artificially, making it hard for the matter to accept reality. If the human essence can be put back in a normal, natural situation, the Quran will improve their condition. We, the believers, are the living proof of it. If humanity accepts what we say, they will benefit. Our people's knowledge is their strength. We have to seek forgiveness, repent, and make amends. No man can keep growing in real knowledge and remain small morally. God will help us get the provision we need. The man remains the same. He has been growing mechanically. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you for that.
We've got one other call.
To the point, for a poetic poem there, my brother. Appreciate it. Next caller, state your name and where you're calling. Caller, welcome to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty.
Yes, Kareem Hamid here, calling in from St. Louis, Missouri. Allah mentions, and he favors those, that in times of panic, that they keep a level head.
All periods of panic, suffering and panic,
Right. Now, fear is a protection for us also. Fear is a protection for us. But we should not react from a fear base, from a base of fear. That will, lead us into all kind of traps and difficulties. We will sense fear, but don't react right then. Calm down. And make your movements intelligent, knowledgeable movements, not just based on fear. We will fear, but don't react when we're under the influence of fear. Those who keep their heads in periods of panic. Thank you. Excellent broadcast.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. All right, Professor, let's wind down. Mike, how much time we got?
We've got about 4 minutes.
All right, Professor.
Inshallah. Well, just to dovetail on the term fear again, that is the formula for controlling media, spokesmen, politicians, the gang life, the street life, the prison life, fear of loss. This is what Shaitan says, I'm going to make it in such a way that you will fear loss. When you fear loss, then I got you under control. Because you don't have no faith in anything other than my going into your mind thinking that you won't be able to take care of your family, your all the bills that you have accumulated. That's why you can see the connection with Reba and fear. The way politicians and husbands and wives think that, I've been with this man for 25 years, and now I fear that he's going to leave me for another woman. Or the man says that, I fear my wife is going to leave me for another man. I fear that I'm going to lose my job and not have money to take care of my, and then commit suicide.
Unfortunately.
And these are the things that Al-Islam, Allah comes to bring relief and salvation.
Relief.
That's what it means, salvation. For those who are weak, we know you're weak, but that's why we make our prayers. That's the muscle builder. That's the spiritual muscle builder.
Yeah.
You say, no, there's no God but Allah. Not money, not the fear, no God. And death is not my God. Okay? You can't make me do what I want to do because I fear you killing me. Death is not my God. God creates death in life. So whatever happens, and you should never fear nor grieve.
Yes. Take that burden off. You throw that one to the curb now. So we appreciate that, Professor. Thank you. Thank you so much. La ilaha illallah, no God but Allah. Yes. And that's our akidah, that's our declaration, and that's what we stand on. La ilaha illallah. Yes, no God but God. Yes. And that's something the wicked people can't control. So, Michael, share some final comments and make dua for us as we exit.
Yes, sir. Thank you. The fear of harming the relationship between us and our Lord should be the greater fear. We follow his guidance. We follow his model of how to live the guidance. And follow the model of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. And we ask Allah to grant us a greater sensitivity in terms of serving his will and plan for the world and for the people of the world. We pray that God guide us among those. Guide us among those you've guided aright. Save us among those you saved. Bless us in whatever you give us. Deliver us from the harm that you judge. You judge and none can judge against you. Those whom you befriend are not disgraced.
Amen. And thank you all listeners for tuning in to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. Thank you, Professor Rabbani and Michael, for your contribution to this wonderful broadcast. I have to say that because we dealt with so much guidance. Wonderful when we could look at how the Quran takes care of our lives. See you all next week, inshallah. We pray that this situation with the Palestinians becomes more bearable. They need food, and right now need some material, food, water, Let's make we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to lead us to take